Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we are here right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, you can go ahead and on and dial in 347-945-7991. We are absolutely excited and thankful that you are able to tune in to what is becoming the hottest motivational talk show in radio. Well, I love motivation. I'm a very highly motivated person, and even when I don't feel like being motivated, you know, like when everything is going wrong. You ever had those days where every single thing just seemed to go absolutely wrong? When, I mean, the dog was barking, the rain was coming down, you can't pay your rent, you know, you don't feel like walking, just everything going wrong, and you know what? I'm still able to grab some motivation from somewhere and get up and get moving. Have been down and out. I mean, literally beaten to the ground. Have you ever been beaten to the ground, stomped in the head? Do you know there's a thing out there now? It's called traumatic brain injury. There's a thing that. And I didn't even know. I was thumped in the head and didn't even know that I could have suffered traumatic brain injury, TBI. And here's the thing, you know, when you can get up from some of the stuff that you have been knocked down over, that should give you the courage and the motivation. And that's what we're all about, helping you find your motivation. As a matter of fact, I've been posting on Facebook lately. I said that, you know, the book, Release Your Power, it is not just about learning how to be motivated. It is about learning how to motivate yourself, how to inspire yourself, how to empower yourself, how to encourage yourself. I love being encouraged. I thank God for all the people on Facebook and other places that encourage me, people on Twitter, I don't get a chance to Twitter as much, other than my Facebook post going over to Twitter, because there can, you know, you have all these different pages and these different programs and apps linked together. I love to see how that's going to turn out one day, all this stuff all linked up. But I am absolutely excited for all the people that have poured into my life. And as they, someone said, you got to pay it forward. So I love pouring into people's lives. So today I stopped down to the unemployment office where my good friend, Mr. Monty Goo, he runs a program there for people who are unemployed, people who are incarcerated or have been incarcerated, have criminal records. He runs a special group just for them to help them. And so I was able to stop in for just a few minutes and not only speak to him, but I learn a lot when I go down to Montague's, to his group, and just sit in and listen on the things that he tells, you know, as a career specialist and somebody out here trying to tell people what companies are looking for, what to say on your resume, how to present yourself. I have to know what is out there. I need real-time, up-to-date information. So I love going down there and listening to him. He's worked for the Department of Labor. He's been working there a good 20 years, if not more. He's also a district leader, or some political office that he holds, that he's very much in touch and in tune to what is happening. So as I heard him talk about jobs, I want to give you a very, very hot tip for those of you who know someone that's unemployed right now, know someone looking for a job. I'm going to give you a hot tip later, so don't go away. Make sure you absolutely stay tuned in to the show if you want to get that hot tip. And if you're able to call in, you know, do call in to the show, 347-945-7991. But I was down there at the unemployment office and, you know, talking to the people there about their job situation and about their career, and pretty much just kind of sharing with them, you know, my story of how I went from a high school dropout to a PhD candidate, how I went from going back to school at age 32 to just, I mean, my goal was to just take a couple of classes at Essex County College. When I went to Essex County College in 1990, January of 1990 was the semester that I enrolled, and I remember it like it was yesterday, and now you're talking about 22 years ago. But I remember going there, and I had no idea. I didn't even know what a PhD was. I had no clue. As a matter of fact, when I registered for the PhD program in 2004, I still had no clue what a PhD was. It was not until I got into the PhD program and was in the program for close to a year that I learned what a PhD was. And then I said, oh, my God, I should not be here. I can't do this, you know. But that's how the enemy wants us to be in fear. And so God, you know, was sharing with me how, you know, Lalisa, that's why I didn't let you find out about it before you enrolled, because you would have never enrolled. Because I would have thought, this is impossible. This is too hard for me. I'm a high school dropout. Who am I to go and get a PhD? So I say that to people all the time. You know, sometimes when you do things, you wonder, why did I do this? How did I get myself in this? Oh, I wish I had known. This is too hard. Once you get in the middle of something, you might think it's too hard. Like you might be just in the middle of writing your book and you can't finish, or you may be in the middle of college education. You know, like, you know, getting a four-year degree and you're 2 degrees in, 2 years in, or maybe you've gotten your undergrad and you want to go for a master's, but you're afraid because you don't think you can do it. And sometimes God lets us do things without knowing much about it, because if we knew more, we would not want to do it. Same thing in ministry work. A lot of people don't know all the pitfalls of ministry until they get in it. But sometimes, you know, he doesn't show us but so much, because he wants us to follow him and to lean on him. So I say that to say, whatever it is that you are doing, just trust God to see you through all the way to the end. And that's one of the things that we want to be able to do through the Coach Lalisa Show, through our book, The Release Your Power, which is really not a book anymore. It really is a system. I'm sitting here right now, preparing some brochures about the Release Your Power program that I'm going to take over to a restaurant
where I was invited to go, and some of you may have been invited to the same place, so I'll see you there. But I was invited to go to this place where I didn't ever think that I would be invited to go to such a place like this. It's the absolute first time. But I'm not surprised knowing who God is. He opens doors that no man can shut. That's why when I do training or I do workshops with people or I'm coaching people or I'm counseling people, you know, I try to get them to focus on themselves. Sometimes when we start looking at things that are happening for other people, and unfortunately Facebook, I think, can get people tripped up because Facebook is about posting our successes and things that we do. That's how Facebook was set up. You can post, you can like, it's so easy to post, and you post on your wall. And so that's what Facebook was built for. But you got to be able to handle that. You got to be able to witness other people's successes and not get tripped up thinking, well, why hasn't that happened to me? I see a lot of miserable people who are going to need some deep counseling and deep coaching because they see other people being blessed, really, because that's all it is, because everything, every door open, you know, anything good, it says every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights. So, you know, God is the one who is doing all of this. So when God is opening doors for people, we have to learn how to be happy for them, to rejoice with them, not to be grudging them. You know, my mother used to teach us that. So I thank God for Barbara Branson. What an awesome teacher I had growing up. But she taught us how not to begrudge. And she was only teaching us the word. I'm not saying she was, you know, this out-of-the-world person. No, she was a very everyday, normal person like everyone else, but she believed Scripture. So she was teaching us Scripture, though she didn't give us the exact Scripture reference. But teaching your child not to begrudge other people, you're basically doing a little Bible lesson with them. You know, teaching them how to, my mother would always say, you know, what God has for me is for me. So I'm just sharing that with you, that the door that God opened for me to be able to go to take this program, Release Your Power, over to some people tonight to network with them, you know. You know, God has to be the one that gives you a printer and ink for the printer, and or if you have enough money to pay somebody else to do it for you. You know, all these things come from God. If you have a nice car to drive, and then God gave you that car. If you have not a car to drive, but you have legs to walk, God gave you the legs. If you have legs and you have to walk a long, long way, then God gave you the energy to walk a long, long way. So we're all celebrating the same God, okay? You know, that's another thing I learned growing up. And my sister, you know, and my mother would say it, and my grandmother would say it. But the truth of the matter is that the same God that watches over you watches over me. So, you know, for instance, if I was to look at somebody like, okay, let's just say a Donald Trump. He seems to be very rich. He has lots of whatever, whatever. And so the same God that provided for him and watches over him is the same God that watches over you and watches over me. And so, you know, the Lord tells us to make our requests known unto him. But I dare say, again, that if you focus on yourself, focus on your talents, your energy, and that's where Release Your Power comes in. Because this book forces you to look at you. When you finish reading this book, you should no longer be jealous of other people. This book is a jealousy killer. If you read that book and are still jealous of other people, I will give you a free coaching session to help you further. If you read that book, Release Your Power, 8 strategies for becoming who you really are. And if you find that you are still not happy when other people receive blessings, and if you feel you still feel some kind of way, you still have some kind of little twinge in you when you see other people getting blessed and you're not, then you either did not read the book the proper way, and that might be why you need to attend the workshop so I can explain to you as you're reading the book
what you're supposed to get out of the book. Because a lot of people, they purchase books and they read them, but they're no different because they didn't know what they were supposed to get out of it. And you may say, well, then that's not a great book then. Well, think about it like this. Well, the Bible is one of the greatest books. Would you not agree? But yet many people read the Bible, but they are so unchanged. Why? Because they didn't get out of it. Why do you think preachers have to preach? And why do you think they have to do Sunday school and Bible study? To give people the revelation from what's in the book. Though great men and women wrote that Bible, God chose them, hand-picked, gave them all a special spirit to write, but yet they still, people still read it and don't get out of it what they're supposed to the point where they can go and act it out or implement it in their life or apply it to their life. And so the same with it, with any book, good or whatever. The fact remains that you're supposed to get something out of it, and I'm saying that some of the things that you will get out of reading a book like Release Your Power, you will get a huge sense of self-confidence. Okay? When you get finished reading this book, and not self-confidence to a conceited standpoint to where you think you're better than anyone else, it's not about being better than anyone else. It's about being the best you can be. It's about becoming your best, your best, your personal best. It's about becoming your personal best. You know, that's what happens. That's the benefit of reading this book, is that you will reach your personal potential. See, so many people in life, they are doing things, but they are not reaching their personal potential, your highest level of potential. So reading this book, those are some of the benefits that you will get out of the book and the program. So you have program benefits or personal development, professional development, career readiness, self-empowerment, motivation, and reaching your personal potential. These are the benefits of the program. The components of the program, over the 8 weeks, you will learn how to master change, how to assess your skills and your personality, your motivation and your purpose. You will learn journal writing, how to speak positive, how to develop a career and a life plan, how to make each step solid. You will learn how to build solid relationships, how to develop as a leader within, and continuous improvement. All of these are in the book and the workbook. So what I'm saying to you is that you want to release your power. You want to overcome any setbacks in your life, and you want to do it, and you want to do it now. So if you tuned into the show, I definitely appreciate you tuning in. If you have any comments in the chat room, any questions that you would like to ask, just type it in, and I'll read your question, I'll read your comment. I noticed that a lot of people want to be successful in life, but a lot of people don't know how to release their inner power. And I don't understand how a person thinks that they're going to be successful and that their success is going to sustain if they don't know how to tap into their inner power. I mean, we saw a lot of people who had money, who had fortune, and who had fame. But yet, when it was time, when they were up against the wall, were not able to tap into their inner power so that they could really live. And you know, we don't want to just live, but we want to live long. We want to be effective. You know, we are just excited. I'm just excited about the Release Your Power program. I'm excited about the places that we're going with it. I'm excited. I thank each and every one of you who have purchased a copy of the book, Release Your Power. And I want to help. This book is created to help. You know, with the level of help that we are doing with people, we are making sure that people can really, really benefit from what's happening in their life. We have the Release Your Power program coming. It's an awards program. It's coming up in August
leadership, and we're going to be giving out some awards, so make sure you stay tuned for that. We have also, what else do we have going? We have so many things coming up, some new things coming up, and we're just excited about it. We have book publishing workshops. We have Toastmasters. I have my own speaking business where I will teach you all the things you need to know about public speaking. If you want to be a keynote speaker, you want to be a workshop leader, I'll teach you how to do webinars, seminars. I'll teach you how to do PowerPoints, how to put PowerPoints together. I will teach you how to get yourself booked as a leader. And I will teach you so many different things. I want to give a shout out to my school. I want to give a shout out to the people from my school. You know, I'm enrolled at Capella University. I'm not actively taking classes, but I am enrolled there. And I want to give this lady a shout out, and I'm telling her to call in now. Yes, and so it's the Coach LaLisa Show, and see if she tunes in. Hopefully she will tune in. Hopefully she will tune in. Oh, Coach LaLisa. Okay. It's the Coach LaLisa Empowerment Show. So I'm just letting her know to tune into the show. Her name is Sarah. She absolutely works at Capella University. And I want her to tune in to the radio show because I am going to be going back to all of the schools and the colleges that I attended and or graduated from, and I want to do workshops there to teach students how to release their power, let's see, what is your ultimate career goal? What do you want to be when you grow up? Okay, I am talking about this on my show. She can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/CoachLaLisa or call 347-945-7991 to speak with the host. So hopefully she will call in. If not, we'll give her another chance on another day to call in. And again, if you have a comment, please do post it right there so I can read your comment. And tune in now. I'm talking about this on my show. So she says, Sarah asks a question. She says, let's get deep. She says, what is your ultimate career goal? What do you want to be when you grow up? And what I want to be when I grow up is a motivational speaker, coach, author, trainer, and PhD graduate. So I just stated what I want to be when I grow up. I want to be known as Dr. LaLisa J. Williams. So there's lots going on. So please, if you're not on my Facebook page, please connect with me on Facebook for the Release Your Power Personal Development Training Program, training, coaching, and motivating people for peak personal and professional performance. Author, speaker, coach, and trainer, LaLisa J. Williams, and professional and personal development. And personal development instructor. Now, this registration, we're having a kickoff breakfast and registration, 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., Friday, June 29th, 2012, at the PSUI Training Institute, 1139 East Jersey Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. So 07201, so make sure you register for that. And if you need a conference speaker or a seminar leader, contact LaLisa J. Williams. And my phone number and the contact information is there. Also, there's a registration form in the brochure. Sign below to confirm your attendance. Sign that, rip it off, and send that to me or or email the whole page. Also, it tells you, again, the program benefits. I already gone over the program components with you, some program materials, and more about Release Your Power. So in this Release Your Power, you are going to get the Release Your Power workbook, and you can get the Release Your Power book. That's $15. The workbook is $35. So you can get the Release Your Power book, the Release Your Power workbook about the Lalisa J. About Lalisa J. Williams. You can find out all about Lalisa J. Williams. And I tell you, this is going to be great. It's going to be real. And we're just going to keep moving on up and doing what we have to do so that we can be a success. So I hope that you are ready to take your career, I hope that you're ready to take everything that you have to another level, because I'm ready. And that's all we have time for today, so I'm going to see you because we have to get over to our next event. But we will be back tomorrow. Tune in to the show each and every day, Monday through Friday. Don't forget, Tuesdays we're on at 7 o'clock, Tuesdays and Thursdays. I believe Tuesdays and Thursdays will be on at 7 o'clock a.m. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays we're on at 5 p.m. So have an awesome, awesome day, and we will talk back to you tomorrow. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools,
or
strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. We are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment.
Everything is so
the Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Okay, babe.